Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The tension between Israel's executive branch and the judicial institutions continues to escalate. At the heart of the latest legal battle is the Attorney General, accused by some in government of overreach and now facing a potential dismissal. The Supreme Court deciding to allow the process to play out. Well, to help us unpack the significance of this, I'm joined by legal scholar, commentator, Dr. Tal Mimran. Good morning. I hope that you are well.
Good morning, Howard. Good to be with you.
Nice to be with you. Tal, the Supreme Court now ruled that it's not going to intervene in this process to dismiss the Attorney General, well, at least not yet. Is this legally a sound move? Is it a political one? Give us a sense.
On the legal level, it's actually quite simple, Howard. A court can give a ruling, can opine on an issue that took place. And so long as the process of dismissal of the Attorney General did not take place, the court simply said to the appealers, we need to wait and see what the government will do. And right. Later, after the act will be done, you can come again and we can discuss it. So it's not really dismissing the petition, rather it's postponing the decision of the court that will definitely come after the government will complete its move. On a deeper level, we are facing a very problematic situation. During the last 15 years, there was a slow process of erosion of trust between the executive branch and between the government. I actually served in the Attorney General back in 2008 and 2009. Mm-hmm. It was the era of the Goldstone Report, and it was the beginning of a period of very heightened international pressure against Israel, but also of a domestic tension that began to boil. And it erupted 2 years ago with the judicial reform. And in fact, we are now spiraling down in a process that does not look very promising, because it seems that every side is trying to hide in its own trenches and attack when possible, rather than finding a way to work together for mm-hmm. the benefit of the people. So a very concerning situation that we find ourselves in this morning.
So is there a precedent for this? Have we seen this type of allegations and dual role, this battle before?
Never. I remember during the time of my work at the Attorney General, we had to deal with some controversial issues. For example, erecting a wall with Egypt and preventing asylum seekers to enter the state, donations to NGOs, issues of human rights in the occupied territories, and et cetera, and et cetera. We always dealt with controversial issues, but at the same time, there was an understanding that from the side of the Attorney General, you need to find a way to illuminate and highlight challenges, problems that might take place if we move to a certain direction. But at the end of the day, your role is not to block legislation. Your role is not to stop the government from performing its goals. At the same time, the government was always hostile towards the executive branch. I remember statements by the late David Rotem, which was a very symbolic head of the parliamentary committee that dealt with legislation. He used to always say, let's hear now from the Ministry of Justice, although it won't make a big difference. And it was always like a joke, but there was some truth in it.
Well, it's very
today,
dismissive and
the
undermining.
Joke became on us, yeah. So today we're not laughing together. Today we are fighting each other. Today both sides are seeing each other as political rivals, as two sides of a coin, rather than the same side of a coin, but with different perspectives.
So, in fact, that's what it is, because if government succeeds in dismissing the Attorney General, it could be seen as a dangerous precedent, or it could be seen as restoring democratic accountability. Which is it?
On a normal day, the government can hire and dismiss an Attorney General, but there is nothing normal about today. We are after two years of a seven-front war. We are after the crisis of the judicial reform. we are at the height of a clash between the executive branch and the government. We are facing a real problem, and the timing and the context in which this process is being done is highly problematic. And I think that the government is in fact betraying the trust that the people gave it in representing us. It doesn't matter if we chose or didn't choose the government. It is our government, and their role is to lead us to a better future. And currently, they are leading us to a very grim one. So in terms of accountability, I like to divide it 50-50. I think both sides could have done much better. But there is no doubt that the government is acting really irresponsibly in this regard. They are pushing the process. They are the one leading the escalation, and the Attorney General is responding defensively rather than trying to find a conciliatory approach. So both sides can do better, but it's definitely the government which pushes towards this direction, because some people in it believe that it will do good for them in the upcoming elections of 2026, which is absurd and sad, in my view. The last thing that we need to think about today is elections. We have security issues, we have economic issues, we have social issues, which are much more important. We have to look inside, not outside.
So what should we be looking out for or watching for next? Are there more hearings, procedural?
Today the parliamentary committee will meet, and we already know its conclusions. The government will push through for the dismissal of the Attorney General. The High Court of Justice will stop it. And then we will see if this will be the case that will break the rules and will lead the government to ignore a ruling of the Supreme Court. I really hope that this will not be the case, but we are currently in a pattern that can definitely lead us there. So we need to wait and see what will happen in the coming days. But the predicted outcome is that the committee will recommend the dismissal of the Attorney General. The government will adopt the recommendation, and the court will decide that this was a flawed process.
Finally, Tal, in your view, does this dispute represent, I don't know, a healthy democratic tension? Because this is needed, or yes. is this an erosion of important checks and balances for government?
Nothing feels healthy about this situation. We are currently seeing a situation in which not only the erosion of the people in the government is being harmed, it is the erosion of trust in institutions, it is the erosion of trust in law itself, it is the erosion of trust in disciplines, in professionalism. So, for example, the lawyers in Israel used to be highly regarded as highly competent, but also highly objective. And during the last 2 years, the judicial reform and all of the outcry that came out of it led to a situation in which people distrust the law and distrust the agents of the law. And this is a much more dangerous situation than the dismissal of the Attorney General. It is a deeper issue of how a society treats the law and how a society treats the agents, the guardians of this system, which is, at the end of the day, the glue of society. It is law that creates trust, that allows us to walk the street, that allows us to negotiate, that allows us to conduct in business together, that allows us to trust each other, that we will flourish together for a better future based on a common ground. And when we are eroding this premise of our society, then anything can happen. So highly pessimistic and nothing healthy about this situation, in my view.
Well, it's interesting because I just received a message, although I did say to you that was your last question, but this talks to that. One of our listeners saying, can you please ask your guest, how is Israel considered a democracy as it appears as though the country is actually run by the Supreme Court and not by the officials elected by the majority of the public? And that talks to this erosion of trust, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think that the democracy is a system of checks and balances in the sense that it is a spectrum. It provides us with certain tools within which we have a spectrum of options. So in some states, the courts will be stronger. In other states, the court will be weaker, but it will still be a democracy so long as you are within the spectrum in which you have the three principal authorities which can operate as part of the check and balance system. Now, in Israel, the system works, but we have a problem of balance. We have a problem of balance between the law of the power of the legislator and the power of the court. In recent years, by the way, also due to the act of the legislators themselves, the public has lost its trust and also its respect in the legislator. And we began to see more and more figures which are less respected by the public, which are running our lives. And when you see this kind of a process, then someone needs to own up to the situation. Someone needs to rise up and represent what it perceives to be as the will of the people. And the court definitely is doing what it is doing based on a good intention, the intention of rising up in the name of the people. The problem, though, is that I'm not sure the court is calibrated to the will of the people as it was in the past. So and we have a distortion rather than a complete destruction of the system.
That is where we do need to leave
it. We are not moving to a positive direction.
No, but clearly. But it's absolutely vital that we have these conversations and we try and understand the importance of this tension, which needs to move towards a healthy one, not an unhealthy one, which is where we're at, according to Dr. Tal Mimran. He's an associate professor at the Tzfat Academic College and the academic coordinator of International Law Forum at the Hebrew University. Thank you for that.